In today's gospel, we heard a rather consoling message that I think each and every person really needs to hear, that the will of the Father is that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life. This, I think, is a rather incredible message that I think sometimes we don't think a whole lot about as Christian faithful, because we hear that, of course, God loves us and God wants to save us, and we've, of course, heard of this since childhood. And so I don't know that we have a tendency to think about it all the time necessarily, but I think we kind of take it for granted. But indeed, Jesus is telling us that we have a Father who loves us very deeply and wills that we would have eternal life. And in fact, in the ancient world, we find that despite Christianity being persecuted, it grew rather quickly, as you might not expect for a church that's being persecuted by the Roman authorities. But one of the reasons that historians think that the Catholic faith spread so quickly was its stark contrast that it had to paganism, namely that they were proclaiming that there was a God who loved them. That was not the ancient world's conception of gods. The Romans thought that the gods didn't really care about them and that the gods viewed them kind of as pests. And in fact, they would offer a sacrifice so that the gods would leave them alone. But then came the disciples of Christ, proclaiming gospel passages just like this one, saying, "This is the will of the one who sent me, that everybody who believes in me would have eternal life." My brothers and sisters in Christ, that's the message that we celebrate during this Easter season, that our Father wishes that we have eternal life, and that those who see the Son and believe in him would inherit his kingdom. Let us give our Lord praise and thanksgiving today at this Holy Mass for that great gift as we come before him in the Holy Eucharist.